This is the Taz and Jim podcast.
This would be crazy. You're standing in a classy hotel lobby in Berlin, Germany. All of a sudden, the huge aquarium full of fish in the lobby just explodes.
Whoa.
Bursts. 100 firefighters were called to the scene, Radisson Blue Complex in Germany. 16-meter aquarium full of 1,500 tropical fish suddenly just went.
Jeez. Hope no swordfish were in there.
Someone could get impaled. Well, there's shards of glass everywhere. Look at the damage in the lobby. Like, destroyed. All the furniture completely
crazy.
Destroyed. It's like a tidal wave came through here.
Mm-hmm.
Huge, loud noise. Would have been terrifying. You wouldn't know what was going on, right?
Oh, yeah. If you look over, it'd be like, I don't know, The Shining, I guess, where that wave is coming down
right,
the hall.
The blood, out of the elevators.
Yeah.
So, according to witnesses, there were fish, dead fish everywhere, shards of glass everywhere. The fish in the water spilled out into the street from the hotel lobby.
And that sad fish flopping on dry ground, always a sad sight.
Yeah. Run That's around, try to pick up as many as you can.
Sure, kick them into the sewer. Hopefully they survive down there.
I'm actually surprised it doesn't happen more often. I am always a little nervous if you go to the aquarium. Or I think it goes back to watching Jaws 3.
There's a third one?
It's the one where it's like the SeaWorld.
In a German hotel?
Yeah, it's in a German lobby of a German hotel.
Yeah.
Jaws gets into the fish tank.
Sure.
No, it's like the aquarium, and people are in the tunnel looking into the aquarium, and then Jaws starts smashing against the glass.
Oh, yeah.
And it bursts.
Because, yeah, when you think, because not only can the fish ram against the glass, which probably doesn't do much, but when you think about, like, the physics of it, it always blows my mind, the amount of pressure that, like, water will push against, you know, glass like that. It has to be so thick. It has
the
to
weight
be
of water.
Yeah, it's the real deal.
Is massive.
Yeah.
And apparently, whoever designed this aquarium made a miscalculation or two. Well, they're investigating what the cause was.
I hope it was just like the new custodian.
Yeah.
He bumped his broom handle against it, starts cracking.
Or some parent not paying attention to their kid, and there's a sign that says do not tap glass, but still that kid is just tapping on it.
Some American tourist kid.
Timmy, we told you not to tap on the glass. Look what happened. Couple people injured. I mean, terrible about the fish, but looking at the damage in this lobby, it could have been much worse.
The Taz and Jim Podcast.
Yesterday, we had all that freezing rain. Today, it looks like we're above the freezing mark, and we could be in the clear until later. I don't know. We're not out there. If you do see something on the roads, that's an issue. Let us know about it. 1-833-829-6546. That's 1-833-TAZ-N-JIM. We did have a number of people texting us yesterday, Jim. I said the only good thing about a freezing rain day like yesterday is when you get that ice coating on your car and you're able to roll your window down, but there's still a thin sheet of ice that makes it look like the window is up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can punch it.
So satisfying.
And it's like you're Superman punching through a glass window.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to everybody who sent us videos of them doing that yesterday. There's a lot of it going on, apparently.
It was a good day for it.
It's satisfying to watch as well. It's almost like those pimple popping videos, right?
Yeah. Well, I love cracking ice, and I love, you know, when there's a puddle on the ground and the water below it has evaporated and you can see that layer on top. When I was a kid, I could walk like down the street and step on those for hours.
Like
such a satisfying sound.
Thin, white. It's like the ice turns white.
Yeah.
And it's very thin.
And it makes a sound when you step on it.
Like a little pop.
Cracking, yeah. Very satisfying.
Yeah. You got any of those videos, we'll watch them too.
It's like ASMR. Get the mic down there. Yeah.
Yeah, we should start a YouTube page, Jim.
Sure, absolutely.
Ice,
TikTok.
Ice breaking page. That would be incredible.
Satisfying icebreakers.
I hope you enjoyed it yesterday, though, because it looks like that's not going to be happening out there today, which is a good thing. I know my son's school buses were canceled at his school yesterday. I was talking to some of the parents when I was picking them up. And I'm like, oh, yeah, your kid, you still brought him to school, eh? Even though the bus was canceled. And one dad's like, dude, after the last 2 years, I'm going to find an open window and shove the kid into the school if they say it's closed down.
I brought him here on Sunday.
You are going to school, son. Doesn't matter what they say or what they do. I am getting you in that building. Air vents, whatever it takes.
As long as you're not at home.
The Taz and Jim Podcast.
What is wrong with people? A passenger on a Southwest Airlines flight was arrested for masturbating 4 times during a flight.
Gee, how long was the flight? This must have been a red eye overnight or something.
It was a one-eyed monster. Antonio McGarity was arrested by officers from the Phoenix Police Department when Southwest Flight 3814 landed on Saturday. He says he didn't do anything wrong. He thought it was kind of kinky. Apparently what happened is he was sitting next to a female witness, another passenger, and he asked her, according to this passenger, he says he asked her.
Okay.
If she minds if he masturbates during the flight. And she said, it really doesn't matter. Put her hands in the air, said, it really doesn't matter. He says he thought the response was kind of kinky. And because of it, he believed that she was comfortable with him masturbating on the airplane.
So she couldn't have said, there's no way she said it doesn't matter. That must have been a misheard moment.
Shortly after taking off, the aircraft was in the air. He exposed himself and began pleasuring himself. The lady next to him took pictures of him. And then when he finally fell asleep after doing it for roughly an hour, she alerted the crew members and asked if she could move to another seat.
For an hour?
She waited till he finished.
What is this?
I don't know.
This guy saw Louis C.K. win a Grammy, and he thought all bets are off, and he can do anything again.
The police report says that the woman witnessed him masturbating on 4 separate occasions using both his left and right hands.
Oh, my.
Ambidextrous.
But for real, she waited till the 4th time to ring the bell? Like what? It's clearly not her fault, but boy, you got to be proactive in a situation like this and really, alert the authorities.
I guess if you hit some turbulence, it would almost be like the work's being done for you.
It's like sitting on the dryer.
It's bewildering here. The FBI got involved. They ended up interviewing this guy because apparently when you do anything on an airplane, the FBI are a little curious to know what you're thinking.
Yeah, kind of reassuring. Good to know.
Good to know. But he was arrested and charged for buzzing the tower 4 times, his own tower, on a flight.
Both hands.
Yeah. Hey, I don't think I'll complain next time I get sat next to a crying baby. You could be next to this guy.
Could always be worse.
And now, the winner is... Devin Peacock.
I want to see you peacock, cock, you peacock, cock.
Time for sports. Devin Peacock is here. Last night, San Francisco versus the Seahawks in the NFL. And the 49ers, man, they're obviously a very good team given that they're down to their last quarterback and they're still winning games.
Yeah, they're playing really good with their third quarterback. I kind of want to see Brock Purdy get injured so they can play even better with their 4th quarterback.
Because, the water boy.
They seem to get better with every quarterback that they throw out there. A lot of credit to Brock Purdy. Obviously, the defense is kind of what fuels the 49ers, but Brock Purdy has been really good since he took over as the starting quarterback. And the San Francisco 49ers are in this really strong position. They won their division. They clinched their division last night against the Seattle Seahawks on Thursday Night Football. So they are now guaranteed at least one home game in the playoffs. Given all the injuries they've had to deal with this year, the job that that entire franchise has done this season is fantastic.
Reminder to everybody, we're now at the point in the season where they start doing Saturday games in the NFL.
Yeah, we have three games on Saturday tomorrow, and then tomorrow is a week out from Christmas Eve. So a week tomorrow, most of the games will be on Christmas Eve. They're going to have a couple of games on Christmas Day, which you don't always see in the NFL. But we have three games tomorrow, so we got Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday for 2 weeks straight for football.
What's your Peacock P-Lock of the week?
Well, for P-Locks, I like the Bills against the Dolphins. I think the Dolphins have kind of peaked a little bit. They're going to be playing in the cold weather in Buffalo. The game that I think is really interesting is also on Saturday. It's Baltimore at Cleveland. Cleveland is favored by 3 points, and Lamar Jackson's not going to be playing for Baltimore, so I understand the line a little bit in that sense. However, Deshaun Watson has not looked good since he came back and started playing for the Browns. He hasn't played football in 2 years and is very evident. I understand they're at home, but I still can't believe they're favored against the Baltimore Ravens.
Is it going to take time for him to get better, or do you think there's a chance that he just clicks and starts throwing the ball like he used to?
I just think it takes time because it's, you know, it's 2 years of not practicing. It's 2 years of just not reading reads. I mean, it will come back eventually, but there's a rhythm to all of this that you just can't pick up in 4 weeks when you've been off for 2 years.
Thanks, Dev.
The Taz and Jim
Podcast. Doorbell cameras, they can be a great thing. You know, keep an eye on what's happening on your porch. Someone trying to steal packages.
Sure.
That sort of thing. Also, if someone in your neighborhood sees that your spouse is cheating on you, they can leave an anonymous tip on the doorbell camera. This video's gone viral. We don't know too much about it, Jim.
Yeah, I don't know where it took place or what the details are. All I know is this is on video, and what you see is a Ring camera perspective pointing out towards the street in the front of somebody's house. A guy in a hoodie walks up.
Covering his face.
Covering his face. Not at the start, but he immediately he gets into the range. He quickly covers his face, and he speaks directly into the camera microphone and says the following.
Hey, I live in the neighborhood. My Wi-Fi name is 1744. Your wife is cheating.
See, so he, you know when you can see your neighbor's Wi-Fi signal and it'll be like, return of the Wi-Fi. Or sometimes they're funny, especially when you're in an apartment. Yeah. You can see all the Wi-Fi names.
So he comes up, changed his Wi-Fi password to
1774. Your wife is cheating.
To alert the neighbor that the wife was cheating on him.
Yeah, which is a decent strategy unless you auto-connect to your Wi-Fi and never check it. You know what I mean? Because when was the last time you had to log into your Wi-Fi? 2 years ago? It rarely happens. Still, impressive strategy from this guy. He goes on.
Hey, I live in the neighborhood. My Wi-Fi name is 1744. Your wife is cheating. I don't know how you did not catch on. Your address is 1744. But every day when you leave for work, a Nissan parks three houses down, walks up the side of your house, goes in your back door. I'm assuming you don't have cameras back there. Okay, your wife is smart, but she is unfaithful. I'm going to walk this way, but I don't live this way.
Keeping it discreet.
Or do I?
Yeah, you'll never know. I mean, if this is real, it's got my spidey sense is going off. This might be a setup. And every time a Ring camera video goes viral, I go, this must be a viral marketing technique from the Ring people. Because why wouldn't you? But if this is real, that is a great neighbor.
You agree with the neighbor?
100%.
You would want your neighbors to get involved in your personal life like that.
That's not getting involved. Getting them involved would be shoehorning in and causing unnecessary drama. I would like to know if a suspicious activity is happening around my house. I think that's a good neighbor. Because if it's not somebody cheating, then it's somebody peering in your window or maybe trying to case the joint for a burglary.
Have you ever known of somebody who was cheating and their partner was oblivious to it?
About 10 years ago, but the person who was cheating was my friend.
Okay.
So
and did you rat your friend out?
No, it's a different morality stance, and I don't know if that was the right choice either.
I once knew a coworker was being cheated.
Hold on, why are you looking intently at me?
But I never said anything, because I didn't know. I don't know what the ground rules are in that relationship. Maybe they...
Well, then why wouldn't you just tell them? Maybe like if they have an open relationship?
Yeah, they could have an open relationship.
Then tell them, and then there'd be no problem.
And then you look like a nosy Parker.
No, you look like a real nice fella.
Changing your Wi-Fi password.
How could that be a rude thing to tell somebody you suspect they're being cheated on? I mean, if they're not being cheated on, then no harm, no foul. I would be like, oh, there was a misunderstanding. That's my uncle, and he comes by to fix the eaves troughs every once in a while.
Yeah, I got a leaky pipe in the basement. He's working on my plumbing.
Yeah, he's the only guy I can afford. He's terrible. But, yeah, I say good on him.
Post the video on the Taz and Jim Facebook page. I'm curious to know if people think this guy is a hero or if he should mind his own business.
The Taz and Jim Podcast.
And all the hubs are releasing their end of the year reports. We were talking earlier in the week about Pornhub. They released the top searches for Canadians the year 2022. MILF, number one on the list.
Great year for MILFs. Big year.
It's a big, the year of the MILF.
Yeah, truly.
There's a number of other searches that I cannot say on the radio without being concerned of losing my job. I will tell you the most increased search in Canada was, and obviously this is an adult website, so if you have young ones in the car, you may want to turn the radio down for a second here. Woman with two vaginas.
Sorry?
Woman with two vaginas is...
That's the number one search.
It's one of the biggest increases.
Okay.
It's up 1,000...
So three people searched it this year versus one people last year.
1,629%. See, up from last year, people looking for that.
About like 6 years ago, there was a story going around with a guy with two penises.
Right.
That was a famous story and that I have heard before, but this is new.
I know a lady he should meet.
Talk about a cap for every head, eh?
It's a match made in heaven
that
right
there.
It
truly is, yeah.
Anyways, so that was the Pornhub annual report. The Grubhub has also released their annual report.
Also, and two vaginas.
The most ordered cuisine. Australian.
On Grubhub?
Top trending cuisine of the year on Grubhub. I don't even know what Australian cuisine is. Like kangaroo meat and a Vegemite sandwich?
That's all they got. What honestly, that's all I know is Vegemite. I'm trying to think of their other unique dishes.
They do say in this article, on their app, the Outback Steakhouse is considered Australian. So your bloomin' onions,
okay,
and your steaks would be considered Australian cuisine. But I was very surprised.
Maybe crocodile meat?
To see Australian cuisine up 531% year over year. You tried when we were in Florida, you had crocodile or alligator, didn't you?
Yeah.
Little nuggets?
Alligator. And it tasted exactly like chicken, basically. Tough chicken.
Have you craved it since?
No. It was a novelty for sure.
Yeah.
But it was still good. But I don't think I would order it on Grubhub and pay like a $7 delivery fee. It wasn't that good.
I wanted to try it, but you know I have my food allergies and I didn't want to find out I'm allergic to alligator the hard way.
Yeah, how'd Taz die? By alligator. He got eaten by an alligator?
No.
Reverse it, actually. Yeah.
Overall, the most food orders, burritos number one on the list. Okay. Cheeseburgers number two, pizza, pad thai.
No surprise there.
Chicken quesadillas, sushi.
Yep.
Fried chicken sandwiches, Caesar salads, boneless wings. I've never used any delivery service, Jim.
Ever?
Ever.
Consider yourself lucky.
I've ordered pizza, but yeah. I've never used like one of the apps to order a meal.
Oh, it's the worst. It's the worst. It's too easy. You know what I mean? Like if there's ever an inkling in your head, oh, maybe I don't have to cook dinner. Oh, what are they? Next thing you know, you're looking down at your phone and you spend $30.
Slippery slope.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you've got a full roasted kangaroo on your table.
The Taz and Jim Podcast.
Did you see Donald Trump's big announcement yesterday? He has released a bunch of NFT digital trading cards with his head terribly photoshopped onto bodies that are way fitter and more attractive than his actual body.
It really does kind of look like you're sticking your head through a hole at the fair.
Yes,
like, and now you're on a farmer's body or whatever, or a pig's body.
And now I'm an airplane pilot. Look at me, I'm a cowboy. Like, seriously, these are hilarious.
Yeah, whose idea was this? I do not understand the strategy. First off, NFTs, you're a little late to the party. Not even to mention how ridiculous the trading cards themselves are, but this NFT thing, it's already trending in the wrong direction.
Yeah, and there was some confusion whether or not they were actual trading cards, but no, they're like a
digital.
You get a JPEG image of Donald Trump wearing a superhero costume. You can't pick what image you get. It's like a pack of cards. You open it up, and you're stuck with whatever you got,
sure,
right?
You got to trade. That's the whole point, I guess.
Yeah. So the other interesting thing is, because there's people scrutinizing the fine print of these Trump trading cards, if you ever sell it and do make a profit, you have to pay a percentage of the money you make back to the company. Also, there's a bunch of contests, like dinner with Donald Trump, golf at a Trump golf course, but if you read the fine print, you're responsible for airfare and for expenses to get.
So you would have to pay for the round of golf?
Yes. I think you have to pay for the dinner.
$40?
It's how rich people stay rich,
Jim. True, yeah.
$99 for a digitalized picture of Donald Trump dressed as Ricky Bobby from Talladega Nights.
If you're not first, you're last.
Big announcement.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.